This is John McLaughlin with the Gazette Digital News Desk, and I'm here with your update for Monday, January 16th, Martin Luther King Day. According to the National Weather Service, we'll have showers and possibly a thunderstorm mainly before 4 p.m. in the Cedar Rapids area today, then a chance of showers and thunderstorms after 4 p.m. The high will be near 54. Winds from the southeast 10 to 15 miles per hour, then from the south in the afternoon. Winds could gust as high as 25 miles per hour. Chance of precipitation is 100%. New rainfall amounts between a quarter and half an inch are possible. Then tonight, a slight chance of showers between 9 p.m. and midnight. Mostly cloudy with a low around 35. A man was fatally shot after breaking into a Monticello man's home last week, according to Monticello's chief of police. At 1:48 a.m. Wednesday, a man called 911 in Jones County to report someone trying to break in at his home in the 300 block of South Sycamore Street. Before an officer arrived, the resident armed himself with a gun and shot the intruder, who had gotten inside and confronted him, according to the news release. Authorities identified the alleged intruder as 30-year-old Patrick O'Brien. He was pronounced dead at the scene. The man and a 10-year-old child at the home were uninjured, police said. A Cedar Rapids woman was killed Thursday afternoon in a collision with a snowplow truck on Interstate 80 in Iowa County. According to an Iowa State Patrol crash report, at about 1 p.m., 64-year-old Joyce Baumgarten of Cedar Rapids was driving on eastbound Interstate 80 near mile marker 213 when her Jeep Cherokee struck a slow-moving Iowa DOT snowplow truck that was on the left shoulder conducting a maintenance project. Baumgarten was killed in the crash. The snowplow truck driver, identified as 52-year-old David Delamuth of Williamsburg, was taken to a Marengo hospital for injuries. The Gazette now has an online map showing all reported 120 shots fired incidents in Cedar Rapids for 2022. Go to thegazette.com/data to see the details.